Meister Sheni, Perik Hey Mishnah Yud. The Mincha B'Yomtev Ha'achron Hoyim Esvadin. So Mincha of the last days of Yomtev. That's when they would do Vidui Meiser. Vidui Meiser is a mitzvah where they talk about Biarti HaKodesh Min HaBayis and things like that, as we're going to see in this Mishnah. And the reason that they didn't do it at the same time that they would actually do the mitzvah of beer is because when they did the mitzvah of beer at the beginning of Yontif, what they would then do is, even though they were Mevirat, they still left over their needs for the Tzorach of Yontif. So they left over all of their fruits and vegetables that they needed and grains that they needed to have on Yontif itself. Because it sounds like if they would do Vidui also, then because they had stuff left over, they couldn't properly do Vidui. So therefore, they waited till the end of Yontif to do Vidui. Now the Rambam, we didn't bring this up earlier, but the Rambam actually learned in the previous Mishnah, in Mishnah Vav, where it talks about when they did Bir. So the Rambam actually had a Girsa. I don't know if he had a girsa, but the Rambam learns that it's not Erev Yontif HaRishon Shel Pesach. It's actually Erev Yontif HaAchron. The Rambam learned actually that they did Bir and Vidui on the second days of Yontif. Not like we have, but we're going to go with the Rav's pshat that there was a discrepancy that the beginning of Yontif, Erev Yontif, they did Bir and they waited at the end to do Vidui. Mishnah continues, Ketzed Hoya Vidui. How was it done? Biarti HaKodesh Min HaBayis. They'd say, Biarti, I got rid of all the Kodesh from my house. Zem Meister Shein even Netarivoi. As we know, the Meister Shein is called Koidish. And so is Netarivoi. Nisativ Lelevi. I gave it to the Levi. Zem Meister Levi. This is Meister Rishon, which is given to the Levi. Vegam Nisativ. Now that's also talking about, it's the same thing that's talking to the Levi. But since we use, the Torah uses a Lashon of Vegam, Zut Shruma Utshumas Meister. This is the way the Rav learns it. I'm also giving to the Levi, which is referring to Meiser, so I'm also giving to Mitzmash, but I gave something to somebody else, and that's to the Kohen, that we gave the Kohen, we gave Truma and Trumas Meiser. Now, normally Trumas Meiser is given by the Levi. We know that you can take off Trumas Meiser even before the Levi takes off Trumas Meiser. We've learned a lot about this in Demai. But still, since Trumas Meiser is Nichlal, Bichlal Truma, it's incorporated and included in Truma, so that's why it's listed together here as well. Leger Leyasim V'Lal Mana, Zem Meiser Ani. So the Ger Yosem and Alman on the Pasuk, that's referring to Meiser Ani. Haleket Vashichva Peya, but Leket Shechon Peya, Afa Pisha Inma Akvinus Avidui. Sounds like there are different ways to learn this. It could be that it means that it's not Ma'ak of the Vidui, even if you don't give Leket Shechon Peya, because the Melech HaShlomo brings her Rav Yosef, because all these things, they don't specifically say that you have to actually give it. It just says you're supposed to leave it for them. Loshon of Aziva. So it's a more passive way. So since it's more passive, sounds like even if you are saying Vidui, it's still not Ma'akiv. Which Lechara means that when the Torah says Ger Yosem and Alman, it's also talking about Leket Shechon Peya. But those are not Ma'akiv. You have to give it, but the giving is the Torah speaks of it in a passive way. So it's not Ma'akiv. And finally, Min HaBayis. The Torah, when it says Min HaBayis, that I took it from my house, Zuchala. This is the mitzvah challah, where we're mafresh challah in the house, as opposed to all the other matnas kunas, when it's on the threshing floor, it's in a bundle, when it's smoothed over, but by challah it's dafka when it's in the house.